right to rock.
Recorded live in Nightmare Studios in Houston, Texas, you're listening to the Genghis and Ragman Show, where two jamokes drink and rate craft beer while they chew the fat about the world of hard rock and heavy metal, followed up by one-on-one interviews with veterans and newcomers in the industry. I'm your official announcer, Joey Clams, and here to introduce themselves is tonight's special guest.
Hey, brothers and sisters, this is Chip Sinatra from Enough Sinatra, and I give you all the right to rock, so turn up my tent.
Without further ado, here are two co-hosts who are so metal, their doctors are licensed mechanics. It's Genghis and Ragman.
Are you ready? Yeah. Are you ready? Yeah.
What the fuck you doing?
I'm ready. Yeah.
Okay. Damn. You know, he actually tried out for Journey. When Steve Perry left, John was like a contender.
You damn made a wife.
I was going to say, I guess. I don't know how to feel about that, good or bad.
Well, I mean, he was. Who was that on the thing? Scroll up.
All right.
Here? Yeah.
What are you looking at?
How Black Sabbath Dio era inspired Hillstorm. Is that a man or a woman right there?
That's a woman.
Oh, okay.
Now, my question is about that. The old,
you saw flesh chests, right? It's all right.
The old Hailstorm. I hear the name a lot, but I honestly don't know what they sound like. They're any good. Aren't they basically just like hard rock?
Wifey likes them.
And what are they like? I mean, I know they got a chick vocalist, right?
I saw them live. They sucked. They're okay. Whatever. It didn't do that well. And even Wifey, being a fan of the band, they're kind of heavy on record.
Yeah.
But live, kind of boring. A little bit.
It is what it is.
A little bit.
But they're metal? Or just hard rock?
More hard rock. They try to be metal. Hey, John, can you get the thing over there? Oh, look at you. Thank you.
Johnny on the spot over there.
He's not even going to answer. It's even better.
Too busy sucking on
that. To me, I'm not a huge Hellstorm fan. Yeah. I think they're okay. And when I saw them live, I'm like, okay. You know what I'm saying?
I think I get the picture over there.
I mean, they're all right. Whatever.
Now, Takedo, this is the DVD we got on here.
Takedo, live from Milano.
Tell us a little more about it, but I never got into them. I know you're always into them.
No, for real?
Yeah, where are they from?
I think California.
Okay. And then just your basic sort of European open, you know, fluctuating
with European, the California?
Oh, okay.
So you're falling asleep, aren't you?
A little bit. So, okay. But like, you know, a lot of...
European, California. He looks old.
Yeah.
Dude, they can't be that old.
What, are they from like the 80s, though, or something?
Yeah, but the guitar guy.
That's 30 fucking years.
Let's see what Danny Vaughn looks like, the singer guy.
That dude looks old.
That dude looks old as fuck.
Yeah, bass player looks like he's ready.
We found him on the street, mate.
No, he looks like he's ready. Like, I got to pick up the kids and take them to school.
He's like, I was looking for change.
Like, he's driving a fucking minivan. This guy's like,
I want to be Joey Vera, right?
That dude looks like he's almost like he's Lane Staley or something.
Yeah, he's a young guy.
But he started dying.
But the old guy, I guess, is he our age? But he looks older than us. A lot older than us. He's
ripping hooves.
What?
Nice. Killer guitar work.
Yeah, totally.
Fit in nicely.
Hey, Ragman.
What?
Don't flatter yourself. You look as old as that motherfucking bass player.
What do you look like? You look like a bag of shits, what I think of you.
What?
I think of you as a bag of shits, what I'm saying.
That's not very nice.
I know it's not, nice, but whatever. Okay. Just shut up for a second. Okay, look at Danny. Danny's the guy. Maybe he hired the old guy.
I suppose.
Unless the other guy just, like, aged more.
I suppose so.
I mean, Danny's not much older than us.
Oh, really?
But the bass player guy looks like he's old, right?
Well, what can you do? I mean, he could have had someone else sit in, right?
Well, Danny could have Botox, hair dye. I don't know. I don't know Danny. Never talked to him.
I mean, so far they sound pretty good.
Oh, fuck yeah. You said you hated Takedo.
I know, and looking back over that, well, looking back over it, I'm not sure why
you hated them.
Why I would feel one way or the other. I mean, they're not terrible.
I didn't know. But I didn't know if you didn't even know who they were.
No, I remember the name. It's one of those names like Bang Tango or something, where it's like I remember the fucking name of the band, but I wouldn't necessarily know a song if I heard it.
Oh, they were one of those '90s bands, but they were really good. They just never got a lot of play because they came out right around that grunge period, but. Dandy had actually sang for Wasted, P. Waste Band.
Well, I'm hip to that. What are you going to do, right?
Yeah. So. Yeah, they did that one record early 80s. So Dandy's been around for a little while. The bass player guy, I don't know where he's from. He's like, I was looking for change on the side of the street. Dude, can we talk about bumps for a minute?
About what?
Like homeless bums.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Dude, over there by the med center. Look at me over there. You're falling asleep.
Nah, I ain't falling asleep. I'm listening to you. Something about the med center. What about
sit your ass up.
I would. I'm sitting here waiting for you to finish talking.
I'm just waiting. They don't sit up, mate. No, it's the fucking bums, like, walk in front of your car. It's like, I don't respect any sort of authority, right? Fuck the traffic lights. And fuck any police that try to stop me, right? Dude, you're like, you have a green light, and they're just like, you know, let me get by real quick. They don't even care. You're asleep.
Well,
it'll be a one-man show.
Well, you sometimes you're good at that. Well, I mean, certainly you know more about Takedo than I do.
No, I'm talking about bums.
Bums?
I am!
No, I'm listening to the
fucking... If you're awake, you would have heard that.
No, but I'm listening to the band, and Homeboy's got some good guitar work. And you say he's the newer dude?
I guess. I don't know what his name is.
You don't even fucking know.
His name's Clark Jenkins.
Clark Jenkins. He's fucking Billy Mick Shredder face.
I don't know. He's good, though.
Yeah, he's good. He was just a nice melodic.
Did
shit.
You hear what I said about bums and zombies? All right, like
you're
zombies.
So jerking off to the bum joke. So go back to the say it over. What do you got? What's so important about your
dude,
bums?
Dude, I'm just saying bums in the med center, they don't fucking respect authority.
Well, everyone knows that.
They just walk. It's like, I told them how much. It's like the walking dead of bums. Right.
Yeah,
over
what,
there.
That's all it is. What are you going to do, man? You ought to see downtown where I work. They're fucking all over the place.
Oh, I know, but they just walk in front of you like they don't care.
Yep, that's all they are. They're pricks, I tell you. Fucking tired of the poor. The poor pissing me off.
Oh, wow. That last beer we had over there.
Yeah, a little the end
of it. You get a little strong at the end.
End of it gets a little
tough. A little bit. If one of them is like, you know what? Fuck you. I'm giving you everything right now, pal.
This is what
everything.
That's what I was trying to tell you.
Is he wearing a Max Savage shirt?
Yeah, it kind of looks like it, doesn't it?
Holmes, you should get some pants like that. Little things on the bottom.
Do you think I'm not going to get a pair of pants like that?
Oh, dude, that would be so awesome. You're walking around just like, I'm going to work. I'm going to wear my pants, right?
Like, what the fuck? Are they like doilies or something down there?
You talking about Danny's pants or the guitar player guy?
The guitar player.
He's like the little breast cancer awareness pants, but it's all in silver. Looks a little bit like that, right?
So I wanted to spruce it up and show respect for my fellow sisters.
They sound fucking awesome, though.
Yeah, they're fucking smooth and tight.
Dude, we're not busting balls. Fucking Taketo. I like Taketo. I've been a fan since the first record.
Now, how long ago would you say that is?
I've been a Danny Vaughn fan since he was in Wasted. I think it's the first time I ever heard of him.
Well, I have to admit, they sound pretty good. And how many of these people did you say were probably original?
That would be a little bit of a question mark at this point. Can I be honest?
I hit to that. I mean, I think I have to say they sound good. So you would put them what, like glam metal or something?
Just hard rock.
Good
hard rock.
Melodic hard rock.
Dude, fucking Taketo, forget about it, right?
Over here.
Over there. Over here, over there.
Okay.
I want to play one of my favorite Taketo songs called Seasons.
All
right. Let's do Seasons. So, what about you? You a Taketo fan over this so far?
They're pretty damn good.
Yeah, they're good.
Pretty classic sort of sound.
Yeah, Danny's fucking awesome vocalist.
Yeah.
Good guitar player, too.
Beer. the show!
How about this beer? What are we drinking?
We're drinking something from the Central Waters Brewing Company in Wisconsin.
Wisconsin? Like the Cheeseheads.
Yeah, it's Czechoslovakia. We zip in, we zip out. It's like going to Wisconsin. This one is the style of a Weissenbach.
A Weissenbach, y'all.
And it's a 9.05 ABV.
Fucking 9% for real for a Weissenbach?
Yeah, and it's called the Kleine Dude. It's a Belgian-inspired Weissenbach, brewed as a collaboration between the local option and Central Waters Brewery in Amherst, Wisconsin.
Nice.
Originally released in summer 2012, the Kleine Dude will be available in spring 2013 on draft and in large format bottles.
How long we had this?
I don't know. It is kind of wondering now. It says when Central Waters decided to open its brew house for its first collaboration beer, Chicago's local option was the obvious partner in crime. The resulting brainchild, the Kleine Dude. Hold on a second. The resulting brainchild, the Kleine Dude, a Belgian-inspired Weissenbach, maintains the traditional characteristics of its Bavarian forebear. With the added complexity of Belgian ale yeast, the Kleine Dude is dark amber in color, maintains a rich, full-bodied mouthfeel, augmented by caramel, mild and dark fruit, and vanilla and bourbon aromas as a result of 6 months of aging on Heaven Hill barrels. Rounded out by an unostentatious bourbon-driven aroma from brief bourbon barrel aging, the Kleine Dude is a complex ale, a marriage of distinctive styles, and an orgasmic experience for the taste buds that revel in its glory. That sounds like a lot of horseshit at the end there. Like, they were padding that one. Yeah.
What?
You guys should have that stuff up here.
Sure, we'll get you a glass.
Oh, okay.
Jose's up here. Jose. Hey, can you get John Shaw over there? You're up there with him, but just zip down and zip up. Thank you, Jose. Appreciate it.
Good old Jose. It's nice to have him hanging around a little bit.
Fuck yeah.
He kind of, to be honest, he kind of never left after St. Patrick's Day.
No, she's been there.
He's just been sleeping in the fucking studio. Fucking
wasted.
Yeah, the motherfucker just, he hasn't been able to move out of the place.
Sure. Dude, we got to get Turtlehead in. Our Turtlehead had a beer.
I saw that. Was that really from our boy?
That's what he tells me.
Nice.
He had a collaboration ale. They called it Turtlehead. And we're supposed to like pretty. It's like a stout. I can't wait to taste it.
Damn. Well, let's move forward on this one and see what we think.
Let's do it.
So
what we got?
It's got a pretty, I was going to say a really nice label. I don't know that it's super amazing. It's
nice lacing, dude.
Interesting sort of hand-drawn label with some. Got a lot of different fonts there. It's a little confused, but nothing bad. Let's move.
Beer on. Has very nice lacing.
Yeah, it's got a nice.
It's six of the glass, dude.
Real dark color on that one.
Oh yeah, very dark, very nice lacing.
I'd give it like a 3.5.
Look at that lacing.
Yeah,
I'll give it a 4 on lacing.
All right, that's cool. Let's go for the scent here. Wow.
That's nice.
I bet it smells complex. A lot of going on there.
Mm.
Might be really rich.
I love bourbon barrel aged fucking beers.
Let's
dude.
Do it, man.
That's all I can taste in there.
See what we got. Let's take a taste.
Mm.
Nice.
That's fucking nice,
that's
dude.
That's nice, dude. That's really good.
Dude, you taste that bourbon barrel, don't you?
Yeah, you do.
Kind of grabs him on the boo-boo. Dude, you got to drink this before it gets warm. Like that last college juice, forget about it.
Oh, that shit got a rough. But that was
you got warm, forget about it.
That was like 12 ABV, though. That was just,
what's ABV on this?
This is just about 9.
Okay, it's a little bit better.
Holmes, dude, ripping,
Holmes is ripping, Holmes.
Yeah, dude, that sounded great.
Oh, these guys are ripping?
He's got a really great tone, man.
He's got a good tone.
That's impressive. This is pretty good. I'm kind of digging this Takeda. So
I like Takeda.
Does that bring us to a song or to our topic or what?
We got a song, but...
A song?
Let them finish this song.
All right.
Fucking A, Takeda. Forget about it. Danny Vaughn over there. Forget about it. He's like, forget... Fuck you. Fuck you. You're cool. Fuck you. No, they're bad. I like Takeda. I tell you what. Before we go into our show over here, How about we go on some new Lizzie Borden? New Lizzie Borden? Don't forget that I said new.
I'm down with it.
So Lizzie Borden's got a brand new record called My Midnight Things, right?
I'm it.
So, not your Midnight Things, but My Midnight Things.
That's right. I wanted to be clear on it.
Yes, be fair. Don't be assholes. So, how about Long May They Haunt Us? How about that?
Okay.
Just for you. What's our topic, Holmes? We're doing some news.
I think basically a little news, whatever's happening out
there. I see vampires.
Do what?
I saw vampires.
I see.
So let me ask you this. What are your thoughts on Sabbath doing a new show? There's something coming up here in the near future. Sabbath could play something in England, a big thing or whatever. You down with that? You want to see it or whatever?
I know that they already did this so-called final tour and everything, but I did see that Tony Iommi was like, hey, I'm down with playing with Ozzy for this one show if he's down with it, which is kind of interesting.
There's a thing going on in England.
Yeah, some sort of, I don't know what it is, some sort of event where they're just like, that might be cool to play that, but I just don't know, as you say, how good an idea that is. You know what I mean? I don't know that needs to happen in life. I'm much more content when a band goes away and says, well, we're never doing this again. That they literally go away and never do it again, you know?
I mean, if you're retired, you're done, right? Well, I mean, I think crew's really done. Mother crew. And they're young. I mean, they're not much older than us, so.
Right.
I think they're just like, yeah, it's too much. We're done.
Yeah.
But Sabbath, I mean, they could do it.
Uh-huh.
And probably come back and do a show or two here and there.
Probably so.
Make a ton of bread.
Yeah, big time.
And say, oh, well, these are just one-offs, right? Instead of full tour. We said we were retiring from full tours, right? There's always like these stipulations. I think even with crew. So right. If Crew's movie ever comes out on like Netflix, like they say it's going to, with the people that have cast, I'm like fucking worried to death. I'm like, oh God.
Well, what are you gonna do about that?
I know you can't do nothing, but it's frustrating. You want something really good. The book was great. The Dirt.
Right. I never read it, but yeah, I know you've told me about it before.
But. I mean, if they fuck it up with a bunch of shitty actors, one of them's like a musician guy, Machine Gun Kelly.
Damn.
You know anything about him?
Sure.
What is he?
Well, I mean, some of these guys are old dudes from back in the day, but...
Machine Gun Kelly?
Yeah, don't you recognize that name?
I know the name, but I don't know anything about him.
Well, I'm not
saying... Heard it.
I'm not saying that they're popular, that's it. I recognize the name, but I wouldn't know a song if I heard it.
What?
I know who he is.
What's his background?
He was like on the Sunset Trip, selling his private parts for crack.
What? Dude, that's a pretty heavy accusation.
No, he was sucking cock from that. I mean, was that a little bit more PG?
Not really. Not really at all. A little bit, do you have evidence?
No, it's just rumor mill.
This fucking guy. Look, I have
well,
to...
Well, thank you. Thanks for that.
I actually had Gladys send me up the sheet on this dude, and it turns out I was confusing with somebody else. This dude's actually a young dude.
Yeah, he's young.
He's actually from Houston, Texas.
For real?
Yeah, but he, he's known professionally as Machine Gun Kelly. His real name is Colson Baker. And, he's now apparently considers himself to be from Cleveland, Ohio. But he started a musical career as a teenager, released a mixtape in 2006, went on to release four more mixtapes. It's all about the mixtape, Holmes.
Hell yeah.
He's 6'4", so he's a big old motherfucker.
Yeah, John, watch your ass.
So I guess that's, you know, he's doing his thing, right?
But why is he in the Motley Crue movie? He looks like none of them. Who's he cast as, do you know?
No, but I mean, being that he's 6'4", I mean, who's the tallest?
Tommy Lee.
I was going to say, he's probably playing Tommy Lee.
He looks nothing like Tommy Lee, though.
Yeah, but a lot of, I think that happens a lot, you know, when they make these movies. You don't necessarily have to look like the guy. It doesn't hurt, obviously. But if you maybe sound like him or can play like him, I think that's really more important. And I think he could probably pull it off, I guess. That's probably why they picked him.
He's
probably even got... The other thing, too, you always have to balance with, this is the thing people forget. You could look around the world and find someone who looks exactly like the motherfucker that you wanted to play, but maybe can't act out of a paper fucking bag.
I think Ashton Kutcher was supposed to be Tommy Lee at some point. I think he could have done it.
Actually, kind of see that. I could kind of see that. But that's the thing, is you have to balance, you know, do they look like the part, but can they act the part? So maybe this dude can somehow act it really well.
He's a musician. I think.
But he's a rapper. I mean, I don't know.
They probably couldn't afford Ashton Kutcher, but
that's probably it too. Yeah, you always have to balance it too with the budget and say, all right, how much can we afford to pay all this?
Let's be honest. It's a Netflix movie.
I'd be interested in checking it out.
Oh, I'll watch it.
Yeah,
I love the book. The book was awesome.
And Netflix, so far, in my opinion, have actually been doing really well. They've been.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say they're batting 1,000, but they're doing a pretty good job. Most of the stuff, the original shit they put out, has been pretty.
You
good.
You think they're batting 500?
Yeah, at least. So. Yeah, I would say that. And so that might be a thing, maybe, as a new sort of, I don't know if I'd call it genre, but maybe start putting out a lot of these rock things. I think it'd be kind of cool. Imagine if they did the Cheap Trick story. And
they did?
No, I said imagine if they did.
Oh, weren't they supposed to be, somebody was doing an Ozzy movie. I don't know if that happened or not.
I think, in my opinion, yeah.
You know, Ozzy was going to be Colin Farrell.
That sounds crazy.
Totally.
But I think I could see...
Dude's a badass, Holmes.
I know, dude.
Look!
Yeah, he's ripping, dude. But,
these guys are ripping?
I think that a lot of bands could be pretty cool to see him out there. Maybe do, like, a couple a year of different bands.
Yeah.
I mean, you definitely got to do one about Black Sabbath.
Sure.
For sure, dude. And maybe one about Led Zeppelin.
I'd watch both.
Exactly.
And you?
Yeah.
A really good Kiss movie could be cool.
I can see that, yeah.
If you could make a movie out of Peter Criss's book, it'd be awesome.
I think that's the
Peter Criss's book was awesome.
I think that's the best thing to do when you're going to do stuff like that is find really good source material.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like you say, Peter Criss's book would be really good. And I guess for the Motley Crue movie, what, they're using Nikki Sixx's book?
No, it's The Dirt. It's like an autobiography by every guy in the band.
Oh, that's even better.
Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah. So you have every guy's perspective.
Right.
What they saw when it happened.
See, you can't get better than that. I think that'd be really good. And I would worry more that there'd just be so much fighting amongst people, you know, like if one guy wrote it, like if Peter Criss wrote it, I could see Gene Simmons going, fuck you. That's not going to be our story. I'm not going to let you tell all that.
Sure.
So that would be the tough one. But if they could get it out there, I think it'd be awesome, dude. Because the music part's easy.
From what I hear, Paul Stanley's more the prick.
Oh, I'm not surprised.
But I get it from his perspective. It's I'm protecting the brand.
Well, and also his own ego and his own reputation.
I mean, he won't talk to like Eddie Trunk or
yeah, and if
you know, because Eddie's like, oh, I don't like this or like that or whatever.
Right, but Paul Stanley seems like the kind of guy that he doesn't want anybody making him look like an asshole.
He seems like a dick, but I respect where he's coming from.
Fair enough.
Hey, guys.
Oh, shit.
Oh, God, here he is. What, Eddie? We met you on the last show.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you pretty much always met me. Like, this is Eddie Trunk from that metal show. Because I'm such a cancer. And, I've got a new show called Trunk Fest on Access TV. I have a show.
Eddie, enough. You do this enough on all your radio shows. Everybody knows where to find you. They know your shows. They know your tour stops. We don't need to hear about it.
Exactly.
I'm just going to let people know that I'm going to be in Iowa on July 23rd.
Fuck you. Who cares? No one cares. No one fucking cares.
All right. You need to be a dick about it.
I'm not being a dick. You're interrupting our show. We're trying to do a show here. I don't call your show. I don't fucking care. One time. Let's talk about 20 or 30 fucking times with our show.
Okay, you got a break.
So what's your thing? You know what Takedo is.
You're right. I don't know who they are, but this sounds pretty good.
I agree. Oh, jeez.
So it sounds like he's out.
This is a great song. Eddie was right there. We'll play this.
Where's Takedo's
shout out. Stand alone. Well, Takedo, we'll play it for you now.
Stepping out the window like I'm waiting for change. As if I stand long enough, I'd see it when it came. Used a book of numbers by the silent telephone. I called up everyone I found, but didn't talk to no one. And the rain comes down as if it's trying to wash me away. And there ain't no romantic moving lines like they say. Like I got nowhere to go, standing alone. Like the day that I was born out on my own. I believe this boy has grown, standing alone. Ain't no way to take. Can't show another side when every side's been burned. I'm helpless, can't fight a raging heart. And I got no use for being torn apart. And the world don't seem to have no use for me. Cause you give nothing, and nothing isn't free. Standing alone, like I got nowhere to go. Standing alone, like the day that I was born out on my own. I believe this boy has grown. Standing alone.
Giga, stop touching me.
Not touching.
It's not my
hand.
What are
you insinuating over there?
It's not my hand. So, dear disciples, do you know what that is?
No, fill me in.
So it's like the last Dio band, Goldie, Simon Wright, Scott Warren, and I think Ripper Owens is doing it vocally. But some showcases, like in Europe and stuff, they're doing a Dio hologram. Will you pay to see that?
Oh, the hologram. I didn't hear that part. Yeah, hologram, no. I don't give a
but
fuck about
would
a hologram.
You go see it, say Ripper Owens is singing Dio? Do you go see that? Or even Oney Logan?
I care about
They're
that.
They're playing White Oak.
I mean, the whole reason to see Dio is to see Dio.
Right.
Not for anything else. If you want to enjoy the music, you go crank that.
I'm with you. I'm like, I don't care. Yeah. But Last in Line is a different thing because it's an actual band. They're playing Dio stuff, but they have their original stuff.
Yeah.
Where does that sit with you as far as, you know, how important is that to you? Is it, okay, if it's original stuff along with some of the other stuff, okay, I'm cool with that.
Yeah, yeah. But I think generally, my general rule is, like I said, Dio, you go to Dio concert because you want to see the one and only Dio. Not just hear
right.
him, but see him.
But do you want to see a hologram?
No,
for
fuck
real?
The hologram.
I don't want to see a fucking hologram.
No, I mean, I like the idea of the technology, but it's so primitive yet still that, you know, you can always tell that it's not real. And I think that actually makes it worse when
right.
it's not good enough to distract you. Then it just becomes even more distracting, and that's not good.
Oh, I agree. I mean, what's the point at that point, right?
Yep, I agree completely.
I mean, I want to be a dick about it, but I mean, good for them. The thing is, I mean, they're capitalizing on a guy that's fucking dead.
Yep.
Is that sacrilege? A little bit.
I mean,
I think when
but
I think Wendy Dio sanctions it.
Well.
But am I cool with it? I don't think so. Not really.
Right.
Are you?
I was going to say, would it depend on who it was? No, but I don't guess so. Because
no, depending on who it is, I'll tell you who it is. It's fucking Craig Goldie.
Uh-huh.
It's like Simon Wright. I mean, it's the last, basically, the last Dio band prior to him passing away.
Right.
So they go out and they got Ripper Owens or Oney Logan singing vocals.
Okay.
But it's not Ronnie. They're not playing the original stuff.
Sure.
But I mean, it's not like Last in Line where they're like, okay, it's Vivian, okay. It's Vinny, Jimmy passed away, so somebody else on bass.
Okay.
But I mean, that's as close to, you know, the original Dio band you're going to get. Brian's gone.
That's
Jimmy's gone.
And you said the main point right up front. Ronnie's gone, man. There's
right.
just no point to it.
Why milk it?
Yeah. I mean, it's like going to some show. I don't know. It's the comedian. It's your favorite comedian. Say it's Jerry Seinfeld, whatever. Let's go to Jerry Seinfeld show. Now, when we get there, Jerry Seinfeld won't be here because, you know, he died.
He passed away.
So we're going to have some other guy in his place. It's like, well, then it's not the fucking Jerry
that's
Seinfeld show.
Scary Seinfeld, old.
But you know what I mean? So it's not fucking worth it.
Right.
If the whole reason I came here isn't happening, then what
sure.
the fuck am I here for?
Yeah, exactly.
So that's why I'm against it, not because of anything else. And so, I mean, I don't give a shit if the bitch has got like 30 fucking little ovens to cook food
sure.
in. So you know what I mean? So you can crank
yeah.
it out. I'm just like, it's the principle of the thing, and if you're not going to do some right by them, then hell, you're getting crocodiles at your house, Holmes.
Well, no, I reached out to you and said, do we get to see Last in Line? To me, it's a different thing because it's a band. They have a record out, but oh yeah, we're going to play the Dio stuff too. And that's pretty much all you hear. You hear like two Last in Line songs, but
mm-hmm.
we're Last in Line. I'm cooler with that than Dio Disciples, where it's, I mean, I think Rudy Sarza's, I mean, Rudy's cool. We love Rudy. He's been on our show several times.
Nice.
Been very nice to us in years, but, you know, Rudy, okay. Right?
That's the phrase of pain songs. Okay.
No shit. I mean, I want to be a cock, but I don't know. I'm not into that. I mean, I want to see the real thing, if not. And I mean, be honest, who the two most important people in the band typically?
Mm-hmm.
Guitar player, singer. Right?
Right, I would think so, because they're the front man.
So, Dio's gone.
Mm-hmm.
It's his band, it's his name, whatever. These guys are disciples. Right?
Mm-hmm. I would think so, sure.
So
modern day version.
Yeah, I follow, but I mean, still, it's not the thing. It's not what we're paying to see. It's not the big ticket item, so to speak. So, I don't know. What are you going to do?
Now they're going to play some Tom Petty?
I think so. Tough for American Girl, Holmes. She's American Girl. No?
No. No, I put my foot down on that one.
I think you're wasted.
Yeah.
A little bit. All right. Why don't we get some classics so we get... You know what? How about a little Rush off Counterparts?
Nice.
How about Stick It Out?
Fuck yeah.
Let's do it.
Trust to your instinct. If it's safely restrained, lightning reactions must be carefully trained. Heat of the moment, curse of the young. Spit out your anger, don't swallow your tongue.
All right, Paisan, you got a pick over there.
Yeah, I'm thinking about a little Pantera.
Nice.
You know what I'm saying? A little fucking hostile.
Are you fucking hostile over there?
I feel a little fucking hostile.
Shush it, Tommy down.
So sit him down to quiet your ass up.
Here comes shit down.
That's right. 1, 2, 3, 4! Almost every day, I see the same face. I'm fucking pigeon too, if it's the attitude. Yourself. You put you on a shelf, your verbal masturbate, promise to nauseate. Today I play the part of the parent. Now make a 100 rules for you to know about yourself. The lies make you believe what's evil. It's making love and making friends and meaning got your own way. The right way to see, to bleed, cannot be done. In turn, you're patching us.
All right, guys, before we get into our picks of the show, we have special appearance. We have special guest, the Metal Munchkin. She likes it hyphenated now that she's a teenager. Anyway, So, Metal Bumpkin, you're about to see Slayer. What are your thoughts?
They're not that good. I can't understand what they're saying. I mean, the guitar is good, but the singing is just unbearable because it's annoying.
It's sacrilege, right?
It's a, you know, it is what it is.
Sacrilege.
I don't think it's that. I mean, I would think the Behemoth is worse.
What about Slayer? I mean, Testament.
They're a little bit better because they do some clean vocals, but some thrasher vocals, and I'm just not into the thrasher vocals. The only thrasher vocals I was a fan of was Uncured, but I think that's because I was on an energy drink, but I'm not sure.
If I told you to rise up, what would you say?
War.
Hell yeah, that's my kid. Like, rise up!
War.
Rise up!
War.
Wussy. Rise up! War!
So
a little bit. A little bit.
Let's wrap this shit up, all right.
No shit. I follow.
The sign's real simple, B.
I tell you what I'm going to do.
Goodbye.
Later, Mel. Much. So anyway, picks of the show. I'm going to go with Red Sun Rising.
Nice.
I'm not a big fan of the new record, but I got to say there's a few songs that are pretty cool. All
right.
And I wanted to pick one off it. If I could remember my drunken state over here.
Can't do nothing on your own.
How about Left 4 Dead?
Nice.
Look at this guy. He's like, you know, fuck you. I'm going to play this riff.
He's a shredding machine.
We all want to play it, right?
Why is he such a shredding machine?
He is. We'll bet.
I'm kind of sick of it, Holmes. Dude, he's rocking it, dude.
There's a fucking... He is badass. Look at this shit.
This sounds like that? Great, dude.
Were you touching yourself?
No.
I beg to differ.
It's in your head, dude.
Yeah, I'm not touching you or nothing.
How can...
Why are you laughing?
I said, you're not trying to be gay.
What's that supposed to mean?
I'm just saying, you give off a vibe.
Not sure where you're going with that.
Never mind, finish your thought.
You're just enjoying the shit out of yourself.
I don't even know what a comedy is in it. Oh, it's in it. I wish I could get a good laugh like you two peasants.
Dude, can you stop laughing? I'm the only one laughing because I think you're a fucking idiot.
And that's really nice, isn't it? Really nice. Very much. Oh, this is Big Buddy John getting a good laugh.
Can you just please...
I'm going to pick something off the new Bullet for My Valentine. Off the new album, Gravity, I think it's called. The track's called Over It.
Enjoyed this, we did.
This is Chips Enough from Enough's Enough, brothers and sisters, and you're listening to the Genghis and Ragman show. So, horns up!
We'll be right back. right, guys, you're on live with an old friend of the show. He's been on here more than probably anybody. Our good friend, Mr. Chips Enough. Welcome. Welcome back, Chip.
Thank you very much. It's quite an honor. I've been on the show more than anybody else. It's great.
I know. I think you just...
I certainly hope that I haven't bored anybody with all my jibber-jabber.
Now, I think you've just surpassed Tracy G and Ron Keel, so you're in good company.
Those are two great guys. You kidding me? They're both out there rocking, providing everybody with brand new great group music out there. Both of them have new albums coming out as well. So, no, it's very good company to be in. I've always loved Keel and Tracy, superstar in my eyes.
Oh, he is awesome. He's actually done a lot for our show. Done a lot of all our original music is from Tracy, and he's like you said, he's got a brand new record. I just got it in the mail yesterday. I can't wait to throw it in my CD player.
Yeah, what a player! Yeah, really strong guy, and he's a big fan of clowns. I know that.
Yeah. Well, hey man,
I love them.
Well, Chip, I guess before we dive into the new record. Your last full studio record was Dissonance. Donnie was still in the band back in, I guess, 2009. So it's been a few years since you've done a full new studio record. How was it going into the studio without Donnie? Is there any of the music that's on the new record that is maybe some leftover ideas, or is this all fresh new material?
No, it's all fresh new art. My last record with Donnie was in 2009 with J.K. Lee and Donnie in Las Vegas. It was called Dissonance. And then we did another record together in 2016, I should say, and it was an archival record called Clowns Lounge, featuring the band in the old days, unreleased material, and then we put a couple of new songs on there as well, how the band is right now. And this is the fresh new album for us, new songs, new record deal, new chapter in our life, and a brand new, fresh tour. It's all brand new, everything for us. It's all come around full circle, and it's quite a challenge. But I think that we stepped up to the challenge, and the songs are strong. It's a nice, good analog record, recorded live in the studio. Very minimal overdubs. It's a perfect combination, in my eyes, of lo-fi and hi-fi, and it shows all our influences. Probably on our sleeve. And I had to pick out, someone said, give me a quote on the new Enough's Enough album, Diamond Boy. I'd say, well, picture David Bowie and the Beatles fighting in an alley, and Cheap Trick comes in and breaks it up.
I like that.
Enough's Enough album.
That pretty much sums it up, man. I agree, because it's got lots of elements of, classic Enough's Enough sound with more of the Beatles-esque type stuff, with some maybe just pure classic rock stuff, a la, a.k.a. like Bowie and stuff like that. So I totally get it. And, of course, that Cheap Trick vibe, that fun party vibe of Cheap Trick, and they're all mixed together, dude. I think you really wrapped it up there with that description for sure, man.
Thank you, bro. I was hanging out in Los Angeles at Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp. I was a counselor there. Paul Stanley was hanging out with me backstage. We were at the Whiskey A Go Go. And Paul said, man, you got to come out with a new Enough Stuff album. And you guys always had songs that were upbeat about the celebration of life and excitement and falling in love and getting high for the first time. We need more music like that. And it really struck a nerve with me. He's right. I didn't want to write songs about chaos and grief and darkness, although this record does have its dark moments, but most of the songs are about moving forward in life and having some great times and falling in love for the first time and getting high and burning the candle at both ends. And it's also about, being down on your luck as well and trying to survive in this day and age where there's a lot of stuff that's going on out there. Country's divided. I'm hoping that I can provide a service where Enough Stuff brings songs to the people where they hear them and they go, oh man, this is something that this is a bridge I crossed. I've wore this dress before. And I think that it's a nice potpourri of a great mixture of metal, hard rock, alternative, pop. It's just put them all in the blender right there, and that's Enough's Enough. That's a new record. And it comes right out of the box, this record. with, you know, the angels singing with Transcendence, the beautiful harmonies, kind of old school Beach Boys meets Beatles, but then it goes right into Bowie meets Billy Idol, you know, it's heavy. And we are what we, I grew up listening to all the English stuff in the old days, and those songs, that whole style of music has never left me. And, you know, I'm just grateful that the songs are still coming, because John Lennon says the best, great songs have all been written. It's up to us as artists to find what's out there and bring them down to you. And I think we got a nice batch of songs right here. It's a strong record in the 21st century, fair enough's enough.
Oh, I agree, man. And let me ask you about the writing process, Chip. And I'm assuming, I know you and Donnie really wrote a lot closer together. I'm not sure on the Dissonance record, but was it, if you would kind of expand on, you know, how y'all used to write, opposed to going into the studio now, you've got a different cast of characters, but they've been in the band for a while now, so I think you have a really, and I've told you this a million times when we see you live, you sound amazing, the band's tight, I think it's really, really a strong band you have there. But was it weird not writing with Donnie? But I'm sure, I guess you wrote a lot on your own as well, right?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, having a great writer like Donnie V is, you can't beat. He's one of the best out there in the business. Quintessential rock singer, wonderful guy, can turn a belly line as good as anybody out there. I'll never be able to replace that's for sure. But I've been writing on my own for years, and I've got a solo record out called Strange Time, which is on the Cleopatra record label. And that record's done very well. If you get a chance to check that solo record out, Strange Time, you'll hear Steven Adler from Guns N' Roses on there, Robin Zander from Cheap Trick, Neil Bazian from Missing Persons. A lot of wonderful cast of characters. That's the, one of the secrets about us musicians is to surround yourself with good players. And my situation right now is no exception. I wrote most of the material on the record, but I had the band certainly cooperate and contribute in the ways that they do. They're all good songwriters themselves and great singers. So it's a group effort, but it all starts with me. And I welcome that challenge. I think we have it's a nice batch of songs right here. And there's plenty of things to write about in the world. And I just looked around me and I see what's happening. And I'm picking off the bones of a lot of different people, I think. And this is not an autobiographical record by all means. A lot of these songs in the record about other people and about other situations, and I like to leave it up to the listener when they hear these songs, because what these songs might mean to me may mean a whole different thing to the listener. So it's open to interpretation, all these songs, and you'll hear some pretty good stories on there, and perhaps there's some ideas on some of these songs that you'll be able to fix any situation that you're in, or at least provide an answer into what you're going through.
Well, I got to tell you, Chip, and you hit on this a little bit ago, and this is something I've noticed live, and I've told you when we've seen you live, the harmonies that you guys are doing now are just so amazing. I'm really glad that you incorporate a lot of the harmony type vocal stuff on this record. It kind of brings me back to, you know, some of the earlier stuff that Enough's Enough was doing. Just so melodic and just really powerful vocals. And I got to tell you, man, you sound amazing on this record. Your voice, your singing, you just sound really, really good, dude.
I appreciate that. I took the approach in the studio. I'm just trying to sing the songs like I sing them live. Not a lot of overdubs, not punched in parts, trying to make it completely perfect, leaving all the warts and scars and tattoos of what we're all about on this record. Same thing with the musicianship, too. We all went in there, we bashed these songs out on 2-inch tape, went to a great studio, Chicago Recording Company, recorded all the songs. Hanging out in the studio right next door to me was Chance the Rapper, Kanye West, they were making their records. Jovi was over there doing some new stuff. I heard Pearl Jam was in there right before we got there doing some recordings. A lot of different great bands were all together, and that's very inspiring.
Oh, yeah.
We were hanging out there, and it wasn't like the old days where it was tons of substance abuse and stuff. We've curtailed our whole careers when it comes to anything that we did in the past. We've gotten away from that. where it's just a focus record. Having a good time, don't get me wrong, but making sure that we were getting rest and recording this whole record in probably a month over at Chicago Recording Company here at my studio in Blue Island, Illinois. And when it was all said and done, we had a mix by a guy named Chris Steinmetz over at Stonecutter Studio. And he's worked with Alice Cooper and Ozzy Osbourne. He did all those late records with a lot of those great bands like Faith No More and White Lion. And he's got a wonderful sense of balance. And I think he took the record to the next level. My guitar player, Tony Fennell, said, listen, when we make this record, let's make it real 70s sounding, where it's a nice combination, a good marriage of the old days, where it was lo-fi and hi-fi. And all the bands that we grew up and listened to and loved, and yeah, that's how they've done their records as well. It takes good performances, not a lot of samples and sequencing, just the band in the studio bashing it out live. And this is what you get, the new Enough's Enough Diamond Boy, a real rock record with all the trimmings of glitter rock and alternative and heavy metal. It's all mixed in there real nice, and it's all natural, and it's all we've done for years. And we haven't really departed from our sound. The only difference is I'm in the front singing the songs every night.
Well, I tell you what, let's dive into the new record. One of the first songs to really grab me is Where Did You Go? Do you have a cool story about how that song came together, Chip?
Actually, I was sitting in my front room here in Blue Island, Illinois. Lovely little town, by the way. And some wonderful bands, a lot of artists out here, a lot of painters and storytellers and people that write books and good musicians out here. And I was watching TV, hanging out with my guitar player, Tony Fennell, and he picked up the guitar and wrote the riff right there. And in a second, I go, wow, that's great, bro. And I go, it's like a combination of Stone Temple Pilots and Beatles. And he's like, you want to record it? I go, yeah, let's go. I walked into the bedroom, started recording it. 10 minutes later, voila, we got a brand new song. I put the lyric to it right after that. And we said, you know what? We got something real special here. Maybe we'll do a video for this one as well. And that's how this record came up. Real, very organic when we put this album together. You know, I had the basics for most of the songs already, but my band came in there and they brought a lot to the picnic, and that's real important.
Oh, yeah, for sure, man. For sure. Well, another track I want to bring up, and you mentioned there was some darker stuff on this. One of the darker tracks I picked up on was Fire and Ice, and I really dig that one as well. Do you have a cool story about how that one came together?
back to the old days when I was going through a divorce. And I thought this is something that a lot of people can relate to. Anybody that's went through a torn relationship or tough times, you got to find that light at the end of the tunnel. And I think that Fire and Ice provides the reasonings why some things don't work and how to turn it around. And it's a great rock track. Felt real good. Very 70s sounding. The lo-fi guitar. The drums bashed out old school. Basically, the band playing live in the studio and just having a good time smoking a joint and recording one song into another.
Nice, man. Nice. Well, the last song I want to bring up, to me, had kind of a classic rock vibe to it and some killer harmony stuff going on, and it's Metal Heart. Can you tell us a little bit about that one? I really, really dig that track, man.
Straight-ahead rock song, and it's about bullying, basically, that song. And going through tough times, and, you know, I would think that the song would provide an answer on to how to come up with a way to fix those situations that we're all in. And it's a big thing that happens in the world right now, and everybody's judging each other, and this song might provide the answer on how to fix that.
Nice. Well, I got to tell you, man, I'm so glad, and I'm kind of curious, how long has this incarnation of Enough's Enough been together? Because, like I said, I've seen you twice, and it just seems like you guys are really clicking on all cylinders, and I was so happy to hear that you guys were recording a new record. I know there's not a lot of motivation out there just due to the way the music industry is, but guys like myself just really, really appreciate it, and just love artists that I've listened to for over 20 years putting out just good solid music still this late in their career. It's, to me, it's amazing, and there's a long way to go, don't get me wrong, but how long have you guys all been together? And like you said, it's like you've been playing together for probably 20 years or so.
Yeah, well, Tori's been with me for about 10 years right now, my guitar player Tori Skidbregan, and the rest of the guys have been with us about 3 years right now. So it's really a fresh new thing for Enough's Enough, with me in the front seat of the car, driving this vehicle, and let's see where it goes. We take everything day by day. We've worked our asses off. We all have a vision, and that is to reach as many people as possible and make the greatest music we could imagine. And I think that we're in a real nice path right now. And we can't predict anything. Let's see what the future holds. But rock and roll looks pretty good for a lot of bands right now. A lot of newer stuff, too. Greta Van Fleet, Rival Sons, the Struts, they're carrying the torch as well. So I think that, and with all the big tours that are happening right now, there's some good opportunities that are opening up for a lot of different bands. I'm glad to be a part of it.
That's awesome. I got to tell you, y'all definitely have a really good chemistry going. And I could see y'all doing some really great things. I mean, this new record's really good, man. Congratulations.
Thank you. Diamond Boy comes out next week. I think August 10th is the release date, and I'll be doing Howard Stern that day.
Awesome, man.
On Sirius XM. And it's a nice little start for the record, and then with all these interviews and a big press junket, and we'll take it around the world. And this tour starts on September 12th. Live Nations presents the Sirius XM Hair Nation Tour, Jack Russell's Great White, the Bullet Bucks from Los Angeles, and Enough Snuff from Chicago, co-hosted by Eddie Trunk. A very reasonably priced ticket. People have been pleasantly surprised. It's going to be a great tour, bro. A celebration of life where it all started, Sunset Strip in the 80s, and we're bringing it right into your town.
That's killer, man. And that's awesome you got on Howard, dude. I know I heard you. I think you were on there with Steven Adler a while back. And so I know he was an early supporter of you. And that's awesome that you're going to be able to get a little platform with Howard. That's awesome.
Howard Stern broke this band back in 1989. Had us on the show. Dee Snider from Twisted Sister has got a brother named Mark. He was a radio rep over at AFCO Atlantic Records. Wonderful guy. He says, I got this friend, his name's Howard Stern. I think you guys would hit it off really well. I said, let's go meet him. And that show was terrific. After that show, David Letterman called us. We got the Letterman show. Then we got a big tour going out playing with Mr. Big, and then we're out with Badlands with J.K. Lee, touring around the country. And I owe it all to Howard Stern. He started all the success for Enough Stuff. He's a big proponent on where we are right now today. He helped this band. Did liner notes to our record. I've been on the show a dozen times. One of the most loyal cats in this business. I'm proud to call him my friend.
That's awesome, man. Well, real quick, this Hair Nation tour, how did this come together? Were you guys just contacted, or did Sirius just kind of put this thing together, or how did it all come together, man? I'm so glad that this thing's coming out. I'm excited, man.
Thank you. Live Nation's put it together. Live Nation called my agent, Chuck Brunell, over at RS Worldwide, and said, we're putting together a tour, and we're looking at all these bands. And there was a lot of bands that were on there they were talking to, like Faster Pussycat and L.A. Dobbins and King's X and Saigon Kick and Skid Row. And they were just looking for all the bands there for that era. And they mentioned Enough's Enough. And we said, of course, we'd love it. We'd love the opportunity going out. So Live Nations was the catalyst. And then they went to Sirius XM and the Hair Nation Tour, and they said, yo, this is a slam dunk. We can do this. And then Eddie Trunk got on board and says, I'd love to co-host the show. So it was a whole team thing, everybody working together. And I wish that some of those other bands were going to be a part of it as well, because there were some great groups there. But I think this is a real nice package right here. Jack Russell's Great White, they have a brand new record out, and that band is terrific. Okay, they could be headlining anywhere. Bullet Boys have a new record out from Out of the Skies, and Mark's singing his ass off. They bring a show every single night, and Enough's Enough, no exception. And I think there'll be an opening act in every single town that wins. There's a contest going on where you can open up and be the opening act and support band on the tour. So four bands plus Eddie Trunk, can't go wrong there, bro. Reasonably priced ticket, all great venues, all the House of Blues around the country, the Wiltern Theaters, Paramount Theaters, Stone Pony in New Jersey. Great rooms. I gotta be honest with you, here in the 21st century, I'm pretty lucky that I'm on this tour, and we're gonna come out blazing every single night. We'll be kicking some ass. This band is on fire right now. We're real excited about the opportunities that are presented in front of us, and I can't thank Frontiers, the label, for believing in the band and putting this record out. And right now, we put the first two singles out, which is Metal Heart and Where Did You Go, and we've got over 50,000 hits over on YouTube, just on, with no videos or anything, just people checking out the records. So rock and roll's still alive. We're not going away, brothers and sisters.
That's awesome, man. Well, hey, Chip, before we let you go, I just wanted, I know Donnie's not in the band anymore, but I know you guys have such a history together. I just didn't know, have you heard his Troublemaker project with Monaco and Eric Donner? I was kind of surprised. I'd always heard I thought that Donnie and Monaco had some issues, but apparently they don't. If they're putting something out, I didn't know if you'd heard that or how often you even talk to Donnie anymore.
You know, I'm sure they did have issues, but As Grandpa would say, it takes time for all wounds to heal, and I'm sure that they're doing well. And I haven't heard any tracks from Troublemaker, but I heard his solo record that he's working on, and the stuff I heard sounded great. He's a wonderful singer and great songwriter, and pop at its best. So I think it'll be great. I don't know anything else about it, what he's doing right now, because he doesn't really contact the band very often, as he's been busy doing his own little thing, but I wish them guys well.
Awesome, man. Well, Chip, we can't wait to catch you on the tour coming up. I think we got you in November here in Houston. Before we let you go, is there anything you'd like to tell the fans out there?
Well, you can check us out on enoughsenough.com, ENUFFZNUFF.com. Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, we're on everything there. Live Nation, Air Nation's tour starts on September 12th at the House of Blues in San Diego. The new record's out next week. It's called Diamond Boy. And you can pick it up anywhere, all social media, or you can go to your favorite little independent record stores, or you know, some of the bigger stores that are still out there that carry records. Or if you can't find it anywhere, come to a live show. We'll be selling our CDs and albums at all the live shows in this Live Nation tour. And thanks to all the fans out there that have been supporting not just my band, but all rock and roll. And I wish you all a long life.
Well, Chip, we want to thank you for coming on the Genghis and Ragman show here on therighttorock.com. And we want to tell all the fans to go out and get Diamond Boy next week. Enough's Enough out on Frontiers, August 10th. It's a kick-ass record. Chip, good luck. I can't wait to hook up with you in November. Man, just rock out, and we'll rock out with you here in a few months, brother.
God bless you and your family. Horns up, brother.
Ragman, and you've been listening to the Right to Rock podcast, and we appreciate you listening, and we want to give a big thank you to Tracy G, who is the third unofficial member of the group. We appreciate all of his work, especially the Broken Man song, which is the theme song to the Right to Rock podcast.
And also, we're going to give high props to our boys in Sonic X. Adam and Joseph have lent us 13 to finish the show, so what you're listening to right now is 13 by Sonic X. So check them out and keep checking us out. And horns up.